We're talking now with Dr. Michelle Calvo-Lorenzo. Michelle, let's talk a little bit about this new position you've taken on at Oklahoma State University. This is a position, professorship that we had really looked forward to for quite a few years, several years now, bringing in for the first time at Oklahoma State. Brand new position. You're getting really, I guess, set a lot of your own direction as far as where you want to try to go with this. Tell me about why you thought this was a good fit for you.
Personally, this is a position that's going to allow for me to achieve my personal goals. Not coming from a farming background and getting involved in food production as a scientist has been so much fun, and it's just been wonderful and just so eye-opening and appreciation for all farmers and what they do to produce food and see all the challenges that they are dealing with every day. And so by taking this position, I feel I can give back to them, and I can essentially provide that data that helps them defend their practices or help them improve those practices. As a scientist, my role is to remain as unbiased as possible so that everything we evaluated is fully evaluated in an unbiased fashion. And so to be able to do that for farmers and to teach students about how we do that and why we do it and then how to teach them to communicate that to everyday consumers or to their friends or to their family is tremendous. And again, helping producers tell their story and help them guide them through all these controversial debates that they're dealing with today.
You're sharing with the pork producers here some of the ideas you've got regarding some early research. So tell me about what you're interested in at this point.
Sure. At this point, I'm really hoping to work with both the swine and the beef industry, two huge industries here in Oklahoma. With respect to the swine industry, I really want to do some transportation work and look at improving some of the comfort and thermal comfort with these early weaned pigs when they're transported in and out of the state. We've got a large amount of animals and early weaned pigs transported out of the state. And so I really want to look at improving all those ambient conditions and looking at ways that we can improve them, their conditions, especially when they're transported during extremely cold and extremely hot temperatures like we've seen recently in the summers and winters.
You also were talking about some pain alleviation issues.
Yep, I'm very passionate about looking at new methods and testing new methods that of course are feasible and cost effective for producers to incorporate into their operations so that they can in fact say, yes, we do produce or we do use surgical procedures in a pain-free fashion. A lot of consumers are starting to think about how their dogs and cats are being neutered and they spend hundreds of dollars, you know, putting them under anesthesia. And so when they hear about a piglet that's castrated or a dairy calf that's dehorned and understanding that there's no pain alleviation associated sometimes with that due to costs and due to lots of things, that's very hard for them to wrap their heads around. And so I really want to help them find some tools that can help them overcome this issue, because these procedures are necessary to manage these animals effectively, reduce any safety risks and so forth. And so we need to find ways that we can alleviate the pain with those procedures.
Both in your time at UC Davis and also now you're, you know, several months at Oklahoma State University, are you pretty well convinced? Are you satisfied that producers are wanting to do the right thing?
Yes, I actually, in California, I had an overwhelmingly large amount of producers that really, in fact, my PhD work was producers coming to me and saying, we want to make sure that what we're doing is best for our animals. They raise dairy calves, and it's essential that what they do is going to help that animal survive. These dairy calves struggle with a lot of different stresses, being removed from the dam and so forth. And so it's extremely important for them to be doing the right thing, and that's exactly what they wanted to do. And now coming out and meeting all these swine producers and beef producers here in the state of Oklahoma, I'm seeing a lot of that very similar approach, and that we want to do it because it's right. And if you think about it, producers have been doing this over a long period of time. We've become more efficient, and you can only become efficient by doing right practices and doing things that are good for the animal and so forth. Of course, there's issues and certain areas of improvement that are needed, as with anything that's built by humans, essentially. So I think that I get the very same interaction with producers here, and I think that's wonderful. And I think that this idea of becoming a sustainable system, it's a journey. It's not a destination, and that means that we're going to have to continue to keep raising the bar high, especially when it comes to welfare, and keep raising that bar high and meeting those expectations.